Senior Story, The Beautiful Scar, Chapter 2, Scar and Beauty. Wayne ran into the parking lot of the school, still fuming over his parents' response to the loss of his favorite horse. His thoughts drifted back to the year when the pair became his. "Can I come, Dad? Please? I can help," said Wayne, at 5 years old. He was begging to go help his dad load firewood into their truck. Jack had cut down several dead trees the day before and had brought the wood home and had one more trip to make. They jumped in the pickup, headed down a logging trail which was rarely used because of the steep drop-off on one side, but the wood was dry and perfect for burning. For a small pickup, the danger was minimal. As father and son loaded the truck, they heard loud barking cries coming from below. Peering over the edge, they saw a pack of wolves, maybe a dozen, chasing after two horses. The wolves were getting closer and closer. In one enormous bound, the leading wolf leapt onto the back of a horse. The horse reared upward, toppling the wolf, causing the pack to scatter for a moment, but the high-pitched whinny indicated the horse had been badly wounded. Jack quickly pulled Wayne away and put him in the truck. The youngster was very upset. Hearing the roar of an engine approaching, Jack caught sight of a truck coming up alongside the pack. Someone was standing in back, hurling big rocks over the side. The two horses were able to gain quite a lead with their help. Jack hopped in the truck and drove straight to the Bitterroot Humane Society to report what they had seen. That very afternoon, a team of rescue officers set out on a search for the wounded animal. It was 2 days later when Jack received a phone call. The rescuers had found the poor horse and his companion and immediately took them to a vet. They thanked Jack for alerting them and were grateful for his concern. Wayne insisted on visiting the horses every week while in foster care. Although he was only 5 years old at the time, he seemed to have a soothing, nurturing presence that calmed the horses, and it wasn't long before they became the best of buddies. 8 months later, the pair was ready for adoption, and Wayne became the new owner of the two fine-looking horses. Wayne was the happiest little boy in the world the day they came home, but he had one problem. He couldn't tell them apart. They were the exact same chestnut brown color with the same white blaze down their faces. How could he name them? A few days later, he was up in the loft of the barn, getting hay to throw down to their stall. Looking over the rail, both horses were facing the back of the stall, so all Wayne could see were their rumps. One of them had something pinkish on his rump, close to his tail. Wayne got on his belly and hung his head down to look closer. It was a scar, a puffy pink scar about 6 inches long. Hair never grew back over that area. He hadn't noticed it before because he was too short to see from the ground. "A scar," said Wayne. "I'll name him Scar." After telling his dad, Jack asked what the other horse's name would be. "I don't know," said Wayne.
"Then how about Beauty? Because God has made something beautiful out of something that was very ugly. Even a scar can be beautiful to those who understand."
Little Wayne smiled. Scar and Beauty were all his, and he loved them, especially Scar. And now, 7 years later, Wayne was very angry at God.
"Why did you let that fire happen and take my horses away after you gave them to me?"